Okay, in the bottom of Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, last line, Tashma. We're going to ask a question on Rava, that he held, who said that there's no Tana that holds that the Par Yom Kippurim is Chatas Tziva. Tashma, the Bai Rabbi Elazar. Yes, they said asked the following question. Divriha, how Omer? This is referring to Rabbi Meir, which we saw in Amud Aleph. According to another Rabbi Meir, Divrei Omer, that Par Yom Kippurim is a Korban Yachid, Haim, do is this, does it osa tmura or ain't osa tmura? Can it affect tmura or not? So that was, based on this question of Rabbi Elazar, the Gemara is Medayik. The fact is that the Divrei Omer that it's a Korban Yachid, La Michlal, Dika, Lamanda Amar, that it's a Tzibur, that's a Korban Tzibur. So therefore it's a Kashan Rava, that he said that there's no Katana that held it's a Korban Tzibur. The Gemara answer is no, that's not a diuk, because the only thing you could daik is michlal, the ikal amandam are the korban shutfin. That's the only, in other words, it's not, the divya omer that's a korban yaki is not as opposed to a korban sibur, but just that it's as opposed to if it's a korban shutfin. And the Gemara is going to discuss, if it's a korban shutfin, then it's clear that it can't be, make a tmura, because tmura can only be done by a korban yaki. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss that. Rashi, Ledivei Omer Bechule, Rabbi Meir, as we said, the Kari Lil El Korban Yachi. Okay, so now the Gemara brings back this question of Rabbi Lazar, Gufa, by Rabbi Lazar, Ledivei Omer Par Yom Kippurim Korban Yachi, Osetzmur, Rein Osetzmur. Now the Gemara asks, My Kamabayalai, so what is Rabbi Lazar's question? Can it affect its Mur or not? It's a Par Yom Kippurim. Okay, it's on the one hand, fine, it's a Kohen, it is the Korban of a Yachid, and it's a Dafka Korban Yachid is what affects its Mura, and that's fine. However, it's not just a Korban for himself. The Kohen Gadol brings it for his brethren, the Kohenim, as well, to have a Kapar. So it's really a Korban, we call it a Korban Shutfin, which we know can't affect its Mura. So therefore, what is he asking? I basar makti shazlinan. Do we go after the person that's Mekadesh it, which is a Yachi, which is a Kohen Gadol, and therefore it in effect should be able to do a Tmura with it? Or E, Basar Miskapres Linen, or do we go after the one who the Kapar is for, which is the brethren, the Kohenim, and therefore it's a Shutfim, and therefore it doesn't work? So the Gemara says, Lamaisa though, Kshita, that Basar Miskapres Linen. But it's Pashat, though, that it's, so therefore we're going to see this question, therefore is difficult to understand. Because it's Pashat that it goes after the Miskaper, which would therefore mean after the Kohanim, all the Kohanim. And if it goes after all the Kohanim, it's clear that it can't make a Tmura. Now, why is that Pashat that it goes after Miskaper? The Amar Rabbi Yabau, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So we're going to see now three dinim involving somebody doing something for somebody else. Okay, who does the din go after? The person doing it or who he's doing it for? Okay, so din number one is somebody who's makdish a korban for his friend. So his friend could be yotze. His friend needs a korban for something, and his friend says, here, I'll do it for you. I'll makdish a korban for you. So din, the first din is that the makdish, the one that did the hakdasha, he's mosif chomesh. In other words, if it's a balmum, the korban ends up being a balmum, so you can pod it. But the halacha is that if a person pod his own animal, that he was makdish, so he has to add a fifth when he pod it. As opposed to if he's doing it for somebody else. So here, since the person was makdish for somebody else, it's the makdish, he's the one that's mostly chomesh, and not the one he's doing it for. Because he's like the balmum, since he was makdish. So he has the chomesh, mostly the chomesh. Fine, that's din number one. Din number two is the one that's nogeya to us. And that is, again, somebody's makdish a korban for his friend. Hamiskapir ose batmura. Okay, so who's considering the bialim, so to speak, on the korban that can affect the tmura, right, to put it onto a substitute animal. So who's the one? It's the one that's miskapir. he's the one that osets. He's considered the biling. And when I was, I'm doing it for him, I'm makdish a korban for him, for Ploni. So Ploni is becomes he's the miskaper, and he's the one that can affect the tumura, not me. And din number three is a torem. This is a different topic. Talking about some mafrish truma, separating trumas and maisers. So it says over there a torem shelo al shel chavero tovas hana shelo. So if I'm if I want a mafrish truma for my friend, for his fruit, I'm taking off a mine for him. So the tovas hana belongs to the one that separates the mafrish. In other words, tovas hana means you can give it to any kohen that you want. The choice of who to give it to goes to the one that is mafrish. Okay, so lemaisa, what do we see from this the second din, right? The miskaper, he's the one that can affect the tmura. So that being the case, again, in the case with the kohanim, the par of the kohen gadol, it's a kapara, not just for him, it's also for the kohanim as well. So they're the miskaper. And we know that the tmura goes after the miskaper. The miskaper here is a group, is the shutafim, is all the kohanim. And we know that a tmura of a shutafim can't do tmura. So mele, that's the answer to Rabbi Elazar's question. What was the shaila b'chol? It's clear, it's obvious that it's einu osit tmura because it belongs to a group. Okay, so the Gemara says no, it's that's not was that wasn't his question. Okay, the olam pshita the basar miskaper zinaniya. Avada, he knew all of this, right? Rabbi Elazar knew all this, and he knew that it goes after miskaper, which in this case is the group of the kohanim. I saw it was a shaila, but haki kama ba'alei. This is what he was asking. Echava kohanim b'kviyusad miskapre or dilma b'kufya miskapre. How do we look at the kapara? Fine, the kohen gadol brings the par for his fellow kohanim. But how do we look at that kapara? We said, fine, they're the miskapri. But what type of kapara? Is it bikviusa miskapri? And in other words, it's like somebody it's as if I'm mamish makne the korban, I'm giving it over to you for you to be kapara. So it's like yours. So if that would be the case, then their mamish shutfim with him, everybody has a chelik in his korban. And then, in a chanami, if that would be the case, you can't do tmura, because it'll be a korban of shutfim. But the odilma, but maybe not, maybe bekufya miskapra, meaning, literally means to float, right? It's a floating kapara, meaning the main kapara is only by the kohen gadol himself, but there, the brethren are like floating. In other words, they're getting, on agav him, they're getting a kapara as well. But it's not like he's giving the korban over to them, it's really his own. The Kohen Gadol, and there agav him getting a kapara, and that would be the case. Then it's like a korban yachid, and then a tmura can be affected. So that was Rabbi Elazar's shaila. Okay, so now let's go back and see the Rashi's. Okay, Ma'akim Abayalei. What was the question? Havadai pshita lande cheva kohanim miskaprim bo. Havadai, right? The brethren have a kapara. The korban shutfin we know ain't no sense tmura. So ma'im esafke lebegavasa. What was his safek b'chla? E name of Basar Makdish as Lina, do we go after the Makdish, Linyan Tmura? The Ha Yachid Akdishe, the Mishalohiba, right? And if we go after the one that's Makdish, here it's the Kohen Gadol's, you know, he's a Yachid, and therefore it can affect the Tmura. The Mishalohuba, below Mishal Shudfi. Or do we go, Ibasar Miskapra as Lina, do we go after the one that's getting receiving the Kapara? The Harbe Miskapra, and here there's a lot. So pshita the legabi tmura miskaper bo the miskaper have a baalav that the one that's receiving the kapara it's pashita we know that's the their miskaperim they can make a tmura. The amar Rabbi Abau amar Rabbi Yochanan shlosh advarim benose mishlo es chovas chavero. Your three dinim we said that where a person's doing something for somebody else. Okay, hamagdish pehemto. Says Rashi, "Latzeis bo chaveru chovas shalav." Right, his friend has a chova, a korban chova, and somebody is mafish a korban for him. Hamakadesh havei bailim. So the makdish, excuse me, havei bailim. The one that's makdish, he is considered the bailim. The inyan, for example, tosefes chomesh. So im humama ubalachalav. It gets a mum, and you want a mechalot, you want a podim. That the one that is makes that was makadesh it for his friend, he has to add the fifth. Aval imba hamiska per lechala left, the one that he did it for is being poda, eno tzarich losif chomesh, he doesn't have to add a fifth. The gabi chomesh ksiv, it says, vima makdish yigal v'gomer, makdish v'lo miskaper. So dafka the one that is makdish. Next, says Rashi, v'miskaper osir v'tmura. The miskaper, he's the one that affects the tmura. Aval hamakdish, the one that was makdish animal, im himirba, if he did the switch, eno tmura, it doesn't work. Because you can't transfer Kedusha on somebody else's animal. He's not really the Baalim. He did it for somebody else. So that somebody else, he is really the Baalim. This is the third din that we had. That we said, the guy who's mafrishta peiros, he has the right to give it to any Kohen he wants. He has the Tova Sana. Says Rashi, he can give it to any Kohen he wants. Therefore, if somebody comes to him and says, so some Yisrael comes and he says to him, says to the guy that was, separated the fruit, he goes, you want to do me a favor? Here, take a little bit of money, a little bribe, right? Take a little bit of money. And my son-in-law, Ben BT, right? My grandson is a Kohen. Okay, so my daughter married a Kohen, and therefore my grandson's a Kohen. So I want you to give this truma to my grandson. So here, take a little bit of money and do me a favor and give it to him. You can give it to you want. You can give your truma to any Kohen you want. So give it to my grandson here, and you give him a little bit of money. So you see, it's Tovasa. The fact that you can give it the truma to any coin you want is worth money. Okay. Shetruma shelo shenemar ki techaleh laseres kol maser tzvotcha ve'natata le'levi ve'gomer. So chala kasuv talik is mi hakasuv hanatina ve'mi she miasra mishelo. Right. So the one that's doing the hafrasha, he has it's considered his, and he can give it any Kohen he wants. Okay, so then we said, what was the Shiloh of Rabbi Lazar, though? That obviously, we see that Tmura clearly goes after the Miskapir. Here, the Miskapir are all the Kohenim. All the Kohenim means the Shutfim, and Shutfim cannot affect the Tmura. So what was the Shiloh? So the Gemara said, Rashi, do we look at it, how do we look at this Kapara of the Kohenim? Is it Bikfiyusa Miskapre? Kishar Ha Mechaprim? Shefrishu acherim aleihem. Is it like all the other mechapri that when you're mafish for them? Shehiknu lehem a behema lechapara. Right, mamish. It's like it if you're given someone gives the korban for you. It's mamish like yours, 100%. And so afkan nikne lehem chelak bo that all the koni mamish have a chelak in it. It's mamish like a shutfim, mamish owned by everybody. It's as if the Kohen Gadol is giving it to them, the korban. Mele it's shutfim, and the shutfim doesn't affect the tmura. Or Dilma, no, maybe bekufya miskapri, maybe it's like a floating kapara. Kolomar, ain't kaparatan kvua bo, elat safa al gav kaparas Kohen Gadol. They're like floating over, it's really, the kapara is really only the Kohen Gadol. He's the only one really getting the kapara, the main kapara, but they are, Agav him receiving kapara. Kedavar atzaf alpnei amayim, like something floating on water. They ain't a korban nikrashmam, and therefore it's not called their korban, but called his korban. They're just getting off of his back, so to speak. The korban yachidu, and therefore, if it's really only the Kohen Gadol, so it's like a korban yachid. If it's a korban yachid, now it could affect the tmura. And then he says, where's the lashon of kufya to float? Vayitzaf a barzel. Is the tirgum is the kafa parzala. So kafa means the flow. Okay. So basically, right now we're left with a question, Rabbi Lazar's question, right? Which we'd like to try to find an answer to. Okay, and that is the par Kohen Gadol, is that can it affect the tmur? Is it like a korban yachid because the other kohen yachid is floating, or is it mamash like a kavua dika? Kapara for them, and therefore it's like a shutfim, and therefore it can't affect a tmura. So that's the question we have to try to find an answer to. Okay, tashma. Let's see what we can do. Chomer bezevach mi betmura, and then chomer betmura mi bezevach. So a zevach, meaning a regular korban, someone is a makdish, that has chumras over a tmura. Tmura again is a substitute, animal that was substituted, right? The kedusha was substituted. So it has the chumras that a tmura doesn't have. The yesh chumra we have betmura mi bezevach, and there are those, there's chumras of a substitute that the original animal doesn't have, the zevach. Now chumra bezevach, okay, so we're going to clear in a minute what zevach we're talking about here. Okay, we're talking about a specific zevach. And that's going to be our whole raya, once we're going to see what this specific zevach is. But right now, we have this certain korban, okay, that has a chumra over tmura. How so? Shazevach noheg b'yachid kevetzibur. That it can be owned by a yachid or a tzibur. There's different gears, we'll use that one. V'doche es Shabbos, and this zevach is doche Shabbos, v'es ha-tuma, and tuma, v'os ha-tmura, and it can affect the tmura. Masha eikein, but tmura, as opposed to tmura, it's as we see, it can't be a yachid, it can't have a tmura of a tzibur, it has to be a yachid, and it's not doche Shabbos and tuma, because a substitute animal doesn't have a zman kavua. Mimele, it can't be docha Shabbos and tuma, and it can't do tmura either, because ein tmura osa tmura, right? And something that was itself had it, so the substitute can't substitute again. Okay, so those are the chumras that a zevach has over a tmura, and then we have chumra betmura mi bezevach. The opposite, we have chumras of a tmura that a zevach doesn't have. How so? She tmura chala al baal smum kavua ve'ena yotzei l'chulin li'gazez v'li'avet mashen kein bezevach. So a tmura has the chumra to it that if you substitute this animal, right, put it on this another animal, that's the tmura. If that animal is a baal mum kavua, okay, it becomes kodesh and it's kedushas haguf. Okay, now there's two types of kedushas. Normally, as we said, Masha'in came to Zevach, a regular animal, if it has a mum, so before you're makdish it, if I makdish an animal that has a mum, so it can never have kedushas a goof on it. It can't be intrinsically kodesh. It's like if I makdish his table, right? And it looks later, it goes to the base of mikdash. The value has kedushas to it. Then we sell it and we take the money and we use it in the base of mikdash. That's the maximum kedusha an animal that is a balmum can have. If I makdish a balmum, it's like I makdish's table. Okay, it's kedusha's dummy. Okay, but not kedusha's a goof. So here we have a chumra of a tmura that even though this animal is a balmum, if I, put the kedusha on it, it becomes mamish, kodesh, kedusha's a goof. Nafkamina would be that if I poted this, it doesn't go. I can't go out completely to chulin. Normally, if it's kedushas damim, so then I pod it. The animal's now totally chulin, can do whatever I want with it. But if it's kedushas a goof, an animal is kedushas a goof, and I'm pod it, maximum I can eat it now, but I can't while still alive work it or shear it, etc. I can't do those things. Okay. So here we have a chumra of tmura that if I take this substitute animal. And I made it. I made it into tmura on an animal that had a mum. And mamish has kedushas a goof, and therefore, as the lashon is, it becomes a kedushas a goof. Ve'enu yotzei l'chulin li'gazeis. And therefore, if I poed it, it doesn't go out completely to chulin. That I could shear it, to lay it, or to work it. No, as opposed to mashenkein, we said a zevach that if it's a balmum and I makdish it, it only has kedushas damim. And therefore, if I poed it, it goes out to chulin completely. Okay, so that's just with this price. And now we're gonna try to understand what we're talking about here, and that's gonna hopefully attempt at least to answer the clear question of Rabbi Elazar. Now, hi zevach hechi dami. Now, what zevach are we talking about? Which zevach are we referring to that has these chumras over tmura, etc. So ilema, if you want to say, it's talking about a zevach of a yachid. That doesn't have a, therefore, it's not, doesn't have a zman kavua. For example, ola, shlamim, chatas, whatever, of a yachid. And we said it has that they are zevach has is noheg v'yachid at tzibur as well. So fine, so the shaykh to tzibur as well. You can have tmidi, musafim, shalmei tzibur, whatever. These are fine. And they are osa tmura, right? Because it's a korban yachid. But what about Shabbos midachi Shabbos tuma? Right, it's ain't not a korban yachid. It doesn't have a kavula hemzman. So how could it be that it's doche Shabbos tuma? Right, we said as opposed to a tmura, but a zevach is doche Shabbos tuma. A korban yachid isn't doche Shabbos tuma. Ella, maybe we're talking about a korban tzibur. That is therefore that's the zevach referred to. Some korban tzibur that is kavula hemzman. For example, tmidi musafim whatever, and which we also find. Such a kor ola and chadas baya yachid, so that would fit that part. It's noheg v'yachid and tzibur, and since it's talking about a korban tzibur, that's also good because it's docha Shabbos and tuma. So if our zevach is a korban tzibur, that's what we're referring to. Okay, good. So it's docha Shabbos and tuma. We find it also by yachid such animals, but we're missing the third one, and that is mioset tmura, but a korban of a tzibur doesn't affect tmura, as we've said. Even a shutfim doesn't. Hoshikin a tzibur. So we're stuck, right? Because if it's a korban yachid, it's not the zevach we're talking about is a korban yachid, it's not the docha Shabbos and tuma. If it's talking about a korban tzibur, so it might be docha Shabbos and tuma, but it's not, doesn't affect the tmura. So which zevach are we referring to over here? Elalav, where it says it must be talking about the par. All right, this is our par of Yom Kippurim, and now we have an answer to our question that it's noheg betzibur kibayachid. Why? Because it's a chatas, and we do have a korban chatas also by a tzibur, and it's tochas a Shabbos and tuma. Why? The kaviya lezman, because it's a kavua zman Yom Kippur, so it's a korban yachid, right? And it's and therefore it can be osa tmura, right? Because it's a korban yachid. So therefore everything's great because now we're this zevach we're talking about in the spraisa is talking about must be talking about conclusion is the par of the kohen gadol, and it's docha Shabbos and tuma because it's a gevul emzman, and it's osa tmura. If you can transfer the kedusha onto another animal, on a different animal. Okay, Vilsitmura. Why? Because it's a korban yachid, right? It has to be an ordinary. If it's korban should be receiver, you can't. It doesn't work. So it must be that it's a korban yachid. So if it's a korban yachid, so very good. So now we have an answer to the question. We want to know: is it to be looked at as a kvua dika kapara, and therefore it's a korban shutfim and you can't do a tmura? Or do you look at it, no, it's only floating, and it's really the korban, it's the korban of the kohen gadol, and therefore it can't. So here we see, since it says osa tmura, zevach is osa tmura, and this is the zevach we're talking about, it must be that it's floating. It must be it really is the kohen gadol's kapara, only mainly, and they're just agav him, and therefore it's considered like a korban yachid, and therefore that's why you can do tmura, and that answers Rabbi Lazar's question that the par of Yom Kippurim has a din you can affect tmura because it's only like a floating type of a kapar. Right.
So
right. Okay. See some Rashi's here. Okay, Chomer Bezevach, okay, got it, there's a few lines up in those skinny lines, from the bottom of the skinny line. Okay, Chomer Bezevach, that the Zevach has a Chomer to it, what's a Zevach? It's a Korban, Shabbat B'tchilas HaHekdesh, it becomes, it's right away HaKodesh, as opposed to Tmura. Mi B'tmura Shehum Rabo, right, there was substitute. Shezevach v'chulei ulakami mefarish v'azil behe zevach mishkachasla. That's what we just did, right? We're deciding which zevach we're referring to. Ma'ashen kein b'tmura shatmura ain't a b'tzibur, that you can't, there's no tmura b'tzibur. Ve'ain't a docha Shabbos. Why not? She'ain zman kavua. Zman a kavua. There's no kviyas man by a tmura substitute animal. Ve'ain't a osa tmura d'chsiv And it, as we said, a tmura can't do another tmura. D'chsiv ayahu tmuraso, v'lo tmuras tmuraso. And she'a tmura chala, we said al kedusha saguf. Afilu hi balas mum kavua. I mean, mamash a regular a mum kavua, and you transfer onto that animal, it has kedusha saguf. B'shasa tmura. V'im bala chala, and therefore, nafkuminit, if you come to podet, eino yotze l'chulin completely, right? El al inyan zvicha v'chila b'vad. You can only legave offering or shechting and eating. Ava loli gazez liyaved, but not you can't shear it and work it. She'ein chiluk ba bein tam lebalmum. There's no difference by a tmur when it comes to a tam and a balmum. Mamash has complete kedusha, as it says, rabatovo otobara bim hamir yamir etc. Ma'ashen kim bezevach, as opposed to a zevach, she zevach im kadam vehikti she tmumo. If you have an animal that has a balmum and I makdish it. Ein yotze bepidyonu, then I want to be poted. Ein yotze bepidyonu luchulin ligazez liaved. Dixiv, as it says, bepsulei muktashim, zevach vechalta vasa. So I have a regular animal that is a balmum, it's a kedush, it's a goof, and then I poted, it doesn't go out to chulin completely, ligazez liaved. As it says, psulei muktashim, tizbach vechalta vasa, tizbach velogiza, basa velochalot. Aval kada mumo lehekdisho, however, if, like in our case, if first it had a mum and then I was makdish, so then it's only kedusha tamim. Harehu kamakdish eitzim bavanim l'dmei ola, right? Like he says, like by makdish's table. Okay, she'en kedusha saguf, aleim is not kedusha saguf, ela kedusha tamim bilvad, and therefore, if I poted, v'yotzim bepidyon l'chulin legam, with gemurim, then it goes out completely to chulin, kedetnan in bechoros, b'shchitos chulin. Okay, therefore we said, what zevach are we talking about? Because we had a problem, if it's a tzibur, if it's a yachi, we had a problem of Shabbos and Tumor, if it's a tzibur, we had a problem of Tumor. So therefore we said, it must be talking about this, what our korban here, the par Yom Kippurim. Says Rashi Elalav, the par Yom Kippurim, noheg v'tzibur can be yachid, the chatasi, because it's a chatas, which we find, therefore, by the tzibur and the yachid, the chatas noheg v'tzibur, right? Ve'oset tmura. And it can do, and it says, the Zevich is also Tmur, meaning it must be that it's a Korban Yachid. Alma par Yom Kippurim is also Tmur, it's a Korban Yachid, it's also Tmur, and therefore we have an answer to Rabbi Elazar. However, not so fast. Amar Rav Sheshes, back to the Gemara, lo, we're not talking here about the par Yom Kippurim, rather, the Zevich in this Brisa could be talking about something else, if there's no Raya to Rabbi Elazar. What is it talking about? Be'elo shel Aaron. It's on Yom Kippur, which is the isle that he brings, which is a korban ola, and this is a korban yachid. And therefore this is the zevach. So it's also noheg by a tzibur because we have olos that are tzibur, and it's doche Shabbos and Tuma. Why? Because it's kavu azman Yom Kippur, and it's also tmura because it's a korban yachid. So it's got all the milas, and therefore it's no raya to about our par of the Yom Kippurim, because that's not the zevach that we're talking about. And not only that, Rav Sheshes says it's mistaber that way. Hakanami mistaber. Why? These alkadaitach that the Bryce is talking about paro. They were talking about the par of Aaron. It doesn't work. So why? Because t'mur the par, Shabbos v'tuma hu d'lodachia habachol makriv karva. Is that true? We know how t'mur es chatasi and t'mur es chatas lemisa asla. So he says it doesn't. It's a problem. It's you say that it's the what we said before. That's the par of the kohen gadol. Why? Because we said we have the chumras of the Tmura of the zevach, excuse me, over the tmura. Now, if this zevach is the par, so we said that what that the zevach is doche Shabbos and tuma, right? As opposed to the tmura, it's not doche Shabbos and tuma. Mashma that if it wasn't tame and tuma, there's no tuma there, and it wasn't Shabbos, then the tmura would be okay. If it's not doche Shabbos and tuma. But that's not so, because a tmura, okay, if you transfer a kedusha onto another animal, and it's a chatas, which we're talking about here, the par is a chatas. A chatas, tmura's chatas is one of the chamesh chatas misos, right? There's five chatas that you have to put to death. And one of them is a tmuras chatas. Right? So if we're taking this, the chomer of the par over the tmura, that if we would take this par and transfer it, and we say, oh yeah, as a transfer, it's not tocha Shabbos or tumah. If it's not tocha Shabbos, masna, if it wasn't Shabbos or tumah, I would be able to mark it, and that's not so, because the tmuras chatas is one of the chamesh chatas mesas. In Mela, that doesn't work. It doesn't fit in the bris. So therefore, it's mistaber, says Rav Sheitz, that it's an ale, the ale of Shalar. So that's an ola, and you don't have that problem of the tmur. The Gemara says, no, not necessarily. We can still stick with our thing with the par. La olam, really we're talking about the par. Aye, but we said it doesn't fit in with the tmura. No, my tmura, shame tmura, meaning that we're not referring, when we say, as opposed to the chomer, right, the zevach mitmura, we're not saying that we should take that par that we're talking about, and mashenkin, if we do a tmura on it, that these dinim don't apply, and then we have this problem. Rather, what we're saying to do is that the kavana, the brisa is that the chomer, the zevach of, let's say, the par of the kohen gadol, is more, as opposed to a tmura in general, not the tmura of this par. Shame tmura means in general, as opposed to an animal which has tmura done to it in general, right, doesn't have these milas to it, or whatever, it's not tocha Shabbos, tumor, they can't do tmura, in general, not specifically this, because again, this specific para, the tmura doesn't fit, because you can't have masha inkin, because there's a problem with the once it's transferred, it's a chatas, it's lamisa. So we're not talking about this par when we transfer it. We're talking about in general. So it's a zevach, the par, a masha'inkein, tmura in general. That's shame tmura in general. Okay. Let's see. We have Rashi here. Ve'elo shel Aaron. We said the Yom Kippurim. Okay. Ma tmura, shame tmura, says Rashi. La'olam, b'par. Really, we are talking about a par. Bahai, and that which, when we're saying chomer bezevach mibetmura, diktani lava tmura di deikai. Not on that. If you take that part, you do a tmura on it. Elahaki kamar, right? This is the kavana. Chomer bezevach mishem tmura. Means shame lecha davar sheshmo tmura, in general, anything that has a shame tmura, that you nothing, there's nothing has a shame tmura, there's docha Shabbos, but filu ha tmuros, have krevos, even the ones that you are makri, not that go to misa, right? Ones that you really would be makri, like an ola, whatever, that we don't find, and in general, in any tmura, that has these properties to it. Okay, then where it says, continues, if that's the case, ihachi, so zevach nami, l'shem zevach. So if that's the case, why do we have to say, then we said the zevach is talking about what? This specific korban of the par, of the kohen gadol. And as opposed to Ashaykin, generally tmura. Why don't you leave the whole brisa general? Why don't you say that in general zvachim have these properties to it, as opposed to in general tmura? Why are we saying the zevach has to be a specific korban, and the tmura can be talking about in general? So let the zevach also be talking about in general. So the Gemara says no, because shem zevach loktani. No, because here it's not talking about general, we're talking about specific. Well, it says why? Mimai. Well, why do you want to say that? My answer is midiktani, because it says chomer betruma, that the other way, the tmura has a chomer that the zevach doesn't have. Shetmura chala, we said, remember on Kedusha Zaguf, even if it's a balmum kavua, and therefore it doesn't go out any yotel chulin ligazez liaved. Alright, only to zvicha nechila. Now, so on that, if we're going to say masha ein kein, that's the chumra that the tmura has, right? Remember, if we're in makdish abalmum kavu even, so it's chal, and therefore it doesn't go out to chul, it's chulin completely, as opposed to the zevach. Now, if this zevach we're talking about in general, that there is no zevach that this applies to, that's not true, right? V'salchatay tech my zevach shem zevach ay va'ika b'chor and meiser, that they are kedushas aguf. Right, when an animal is born, as a bechor, it's as kedusha as a goof, and mice as well, and chalin al baal mum kavua, and they are chal on a baal mum kavua, and therefore, and they are ein yotzim lechulin ligazez v'leaved. Right, they don't go therefore out totally to because of that to chulin. So Ella Shem Zevach Luftani. Right? So you can't say as opposed to a Zevach, there's no Zevach that this is not true. Not that there's no Zevach that it can have Kedushas of goof like this and it doesn't go out to and even though it's a Baal Mum. It's not true. If an animal born a Baal Mum, it has a Kedusha, this Kedusha is a goof. And if I did Meister Behemoth, counted the animals out, and the tenth one was a Baal Mum, it has the Kedusha is a goof. So it does exist a certain, these two at least we do see, it does exist by Zevach in general, such a thing that it has a Baal Mum Kavu, it has Kedusha a goof. Therefore, it can't be talking about in general the Zevach, but it's talking about the specific case of the par of the Aaron. Ah, Yumayishna, and what's the, ask the Gemara, what's the difference? That Tmura, Shem Tmura Achasi, but Tmura, all the properties that we said by the Zevach, Masha'in came b'Tmura, do apply by, in general, to all the Tmuras. That it's, right, that it's not Ocha Shabbos, and Yontav, etc. As opposed to the Zevach, which we said, that Ika Bechor Vika Meister. Whereas the other way it doesn't work, like we just said, that you can't say that the Tmura has what the Zevach doesn't have, all Zevachs in general. It's not true. There are Zevachim that do have that property that the Tmura we mentioned, with the Kedusha of the Goof, and that is Bechor and Meister. Okay, so let's finish up the Rashis. Okay, yeah. Ihachi, the shame ktani. So zevach nami. So once you want to say shame tmura. So if that's the case, why don't they say shame also by the zevach? Shame zevach as well. The cave in the shame zevach tani. Once that's the case, tani so my duchcha leuk may bechad zvicha. Therefore, you don't have to limit it to one zevach like we did, which is a par. Right? The mashmine the kapar shalaron. The Bepar Shalaron, or Elo, right, as we said, according to Rav Sheshet's Mairi. The Ilmahaki Kamar, maybe this is what he means. Tana Chomer B'davar Sheshmo Zevach in general. Mi Davar in general Sheshmo Tmura. Sheyeh Zevach Noheg B'Tzibur could be Yachid. Veyeh Zevach Shadoch HaShabbat. For example, could go on the Tzibur. Oh, the Yachid at Kuel Hemzman. Veyeh Zevach Shoset Tmura. For example, Korban Yachid. You know, in general, we're talking about there are various Zevachim that have these property to it. The Gemara said, no, Shem Zevach Loktani, it can't be. Hi, Tani. He's not talking about in general. Right? Ela Bechad Zivcha Nakat Lamil. He's talking about one specific one, which we said, therefore, is the par or the aisle. Rashi Bechor. So we said, we proved that it can't be talking about Zevach in general, because there is, in general, there does exist a Korban as Kedusha Seguf, even though it's a Baal Mum, and that is a Bechor. Says Rashi, Kedushato Meirechem, Bein Tam, Bein Baal Mum. It's born Bechor. It doesn't matter if it has a Mum or not. Bein Lo Shum Pidyon. It doesn't have Pidyon. Ziksiv, as it says, Ach Bechor Sho Lo Tifte. And also, B'Maiser Behem as well. Namiksiv, it says, Lo Yivaker Bein Tov Lara. Alma, what do we see? Chalal Baal Mum, Upidyon, Ein Lo. It has its Chal on a Baal Mum. Even when I count out the tenth, it's a Baal Mum. It's Chal on the completely, and therefore you don't have to have this Pidyon. Ziksiv Lo Yigal. Ela Shem Zevach Loktani, and therefore must be that it's not a general case of the Zevach. Ela Bechad Zivcha Nachal Lemilsim, one specific one, Bekaamar Chomer Bo, and that specific one has a Chumra, Mashein Kein B'Tmura. Bechomer Shem B'Shem Tmura, though, but Tmura is in general, it's just, the Chomer of the Shem Tmura is Shein Boto Zevach, Shein, B'Shem Tmura Shein Boto Zevach, Shein Asukim Kana. We're not dealing with over here. And then we said, Maishna. So what was why? Why here you're doing shame and here you're not? The Lin Kutana Milse. Betray Gamne. Why don't you say it by both of them? Why by the Zevach you're doing it specifically, as opposed to the Tmura, which is in general? Because Shame Tmura Achasi. Because the Tmura is applicable to all Tmuras, have these qualities to it. Kola Ha Tmuros Shavos Bechol Hanach. They are all equal in all these things. The Ketani Hacha they were mentioning here, Betzibur, and that there are not, right? That the Tmura, there's no Tmura by Tzibur. Ube the Chia Shabbos, it's not Ocha Shabbos. Ube the Chia Tmura, and it can't make another Tmura. Ube Giza Ba'avoda. Aval zevach lo mati lameimar shame. But by zevach you can't say in general. As we said, the haktani giza vavoda lo mati lameimar mashenke. You can't say mashenke in bezevach. The haika bechor meiser. Because we do have by bechor meiser.